Surgeons, what patient came in such a horrific state? You hope they would die? A teenage girl was taking a nap at home one afternoon. As she slept, a reckless driver crashed into her house. Her father, who was in the kitchen, died at the scene. The crash caused an electrical fire, which ignited a ruptured gas line from the crash and set the entire house ablaze. She makes it out, along with her sister, but goes back in to try and rescue her dad and dogs. She doesn't come back out. Fire team drags her out. 95% of her total body surface area is covered in second and third degree burns. She has a smoke inhalation injury, lungs are fried, carbon monoxide poisoning, toxic inhalation, and cyanide poisoning. It was a goddamn miracle she even made it to the hospital. She survives the initial presentation to the trauma unit and now she's in our burn unit. Fun fact, what they don't tell you on TV is that true third degree burns don't hurt. The fire destroys the nerve endings. First and second degree burns are, however, exquisitely painful. She had mostly third degree burns but enough second degree that she was in agony despite a near constant morphine drip. It was a mess. The only intact skin on her body was a small area around her genitals and inner thigh. Her hair, face, lips, were all gone. Even her eyelids burned so badly they fell off in the end, causing several nurses, techs and residents to vomit. We do what we can with moist sterile dressings and debridement plus broad-spectrum antibiotics. She looks like a mummy fully wrapped by the end. There is no chance of her having a normal life ever again. The chances of her surviving are in the single digits. We are silent but we all think the same thing. We secretly hope that she dies sooner rather than having to suffer for weeks or months. We hate ourselves for it. We hate the God that would do such a thing to an innocent person. We push those thoughts down and go to our work. We follow the evidence, go above and beyond. We hope she doesn't suffer, but if she is to survive we will make sure she has the best shot possible. After a few days the infection began to set in. All that dead tissue was basically a breeding ground for all kinds of nasty bugs. The first thing we noticed was the smell. I'll spare you the details but trust me it was bad. The only thing you can really do to encourage healing at that point is use an IV and topical antibiotics and debridement. Basically, large wounds heal better when they are scraped or shaved to expose the wound bed. This removes dead cells which prevent growth and encourages new skin formation. It takes weeks of treatments. This is already an unpleasant process for a small burn and wound. We had to do this essentially all over her body. We had to scrape her burned skin raw everywhere. Multiple times per week. Anything dead had to be removed.